Get that fun feeling in the morning.
Hey, it's our podcast. Thank you for downloading it. If you're a regular podcaster, you know what happens on a Friday.
Here it is.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. I remember when we were
driving. So I saw a headline that if you live in the Ipswich area, if you drive around there, I think around about 3 hours a week, you could score up to $500. And I thought, we need more details. It is quite interesting. It's to test some cars. So to tell us more is Dr. Miranda Blogg. You're doing a bit of a pilot.
Yeah, so we have the Ipswich Connected Vehicle Pilot, which is across 300 square kilometres of Ipswich and includes the Centenary Motorway and the Ipswich Motorway. And what happens is a participant get some equipment in their vehicle, and that includes a roof rack with an antenna and a little display device, and that enables your car to talk with things like the traffic lights or a cloud system. And if your driving behavior is such that as you approach a hazard that we've detected is perhaps a little fast, then the device will display a warning and you can then react accordingly.
No, so you might have heard me giggle a little there, Miranda, and that was only purely because I thought this was for Ipswich residents, but then you said Centenary, and I go down that baby every morning, and I can make myself $500!
I told you that you should be involved, and your driving's very erratic, so they'd love to have some information on you. Now, what is it to test? Is it for automated cars?
No, it's actually similar. In one day, we expect that an automated vehicle would use this technology, but is used for a regular driver today to give you some sort of warnings about hazards. But yeah, there's nothing to say it can't be used for automation. So automation generally uses things like LIDARs and radars and cameras, so it enables the vehicle to see. But this enables the vehicles to talk to each other.
Have you thought about the class system here, though? Because I don't think there's any way a Mercedes is going to communicate with a Toyota. It's just beneath him.
Well, this is all standardised, so that means that in order to be part of the connected environment, you need to speak the same language. Mm-hmm. So the standards enable any vehicle manufacturer to do that. And Lexus is testing all their equipment in the Ipswich area as well.
Why
so
the
they're
switch?
Preparing for it.
Why is Ipswich Why so popular for testing all this stuff out?
Well, I like Ipswich. No,
it's a great place. I'm actually trying to convince my wife to move there, but she's
you love
far
the houses,
from the school.
Don't you?
I want to get a Queenslander out there.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It has a really active smart cities program, so they're quite bullish in that regard. And they, we also have the active managed motorways. So you've noticed all the motorways have variable speed limits and gantries and such. So we can deploy a lot of technology in that area as well. So track the back of queue, and then we can give you warnings about the back of queues, or lots of cameras that can pick up, like maybe somebody's dropped a box on the road, and we can tell you in that lane that you're coming up to a hazard.
If you have it in your car, you should be able to get lower premiums for your car insurance.
Possibly. Can't really comment on that.
No, it's definite. Lock it in.
But what about, will it tell you about backed up traffic? Because Chopper Dave's probably listening to this right now, who does our traffic reports, thinking, finally, there's technology that's going to make me redundant.
So we're focused on safety. Google Maps and other tools like that, they enable you to plan your trip for congestion. Ours is about you're in the congestion, maybe you're travelling 100 kilometres an hour, you don't know there's a queue ahead.
Do you have to have a driving record that's immaculate?
You need comprehensive insurance. That usually implies some sort of clean record.
I do have a clean record. I haven't had a speeding ticket in years. Last one I had was in Melbourne when I was there about 4 years ago.
I wasn't talking about
you,
I just meant for other people.
Well, why'd you have your eyebrows up staring directly at me?
It's too much fun seeing you just sweat.
It sounds like you'd be the perfect candidate for the pilot then.
Yeah, you should apply, $500. And I brought it to the table, so commission.
Cut. Would they be able to install something in your car, though, because yours is a loaner car from a car yard?
I've got another. I'll use my other car.
And as long as that other car has a battery, we should be able to fit it.
Yeah. Oh, it's the family car. You've got two cars. They're trying to lardy-dummy, mate. You had two cars and a scooter
Look
at one
you.
Point.
You've got a Holden, you rich boy.
You family of five with two cars.
You live in Barton. You don't even commute. You could never be a part of it.
You're a chauffeur. Can you put it on a stretch limo? Because then Stav will be keen.
Yeah.
Maybe ask your butler. You can tell we're a close team, can't you, Dr. Blogg?
Yes, a little too close.
Yeah, I think that a lot, Doc.
All right, good. Thank you so much. If there's anyone in the Ipswich area listening, and, you know, if you've got kids, you're driving around anyway, why not make the money? So thank you so much. research.qut.edu.au/ICVP for all the details.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You're very smart, Matty. Very smart indeed. And you like to share that knowledge with us.
Here's what I've learned this week. Getting to know.
This is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
We caught up with the boy from Caboolture, Keith Urban, this week.
Hey, Brizzy, it's Keith Urban.
Four-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter.
Keith Urban.
Found out that a couple of years ago, he wanted to buy a Commodore ute and ship it back to the States.
I loved it, yeah. I wanted to figure out how to get it over to the States so I could drive it around Nashville.
When we spoke to the car salesman, we learnt it may have been the wife who said no. Can we get a freebie for Keith Urban so he can drive it around Nashville?
A bit too late now. I remember you were pretty keen on that car back in the day.
I loved it and just wished I could have put it in the overhead compartment and flown it back to Nashville with me.
I'm sure you've heard that Holden isn't going to be selling new cars here anymore.
Keith, it would have been worth 10 times the amount today, so you should have bought it back in the day, mate. Damn it.
How about all the Taranas that people had over the years and sold them and now wish to God they'd never sold them either?
Yeah.
All I've realised is how many cars Chris would have sold saying, do you know Keith Urban wanted this one? He couldn't have it.
He can have it.
But you could buy it.
Nicole said no.
When we got chatting, we learnt that a ute in Australia is actually called a pickup. So, exactly what else is different?
It's almost like there's a different word for every single thing. It's not the boot, it's the trunk, it's not the bonnet, it's the hood, it's not the rear vision mirror, it's the rear view mirror, it's not the indicator, it's the turn signal, it's not the mudguard, it's the fender. There was literally a different name for every single part of the car.
It's not the glove box, it's the gun box.
Yes.
We're getting rid of gun-free zones, okay? I can tell you.
The winner is Cindy.
The greatest moment in sport, the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
As the Olympic Committee president called them, the best games ever.
I learned that Abby was front and center of the opening ceremony.
We got tickets to the opening ceremony.
Was it good?
We didn't go because we also got tickets to a nightclub.
Well, almost.
Wow.
And it was athletes' village one. It was called The Last Lap and it was exclusive. And there was free stollies.
Oh, well, okay then. You made the right decision there.
You were like, I want to go and hook up with Michael Klim, so I'll go and skip
that. He was there.
Of course he was.
Michael Klim, it's yours. You have nailed it.
What other athletes have skipped the opening ceremony? Because Klim, you would have thought Klim should have been there walking.
In the parade.
Yeah.
It's all very blurry.
All those stollies.
And it turns out, year 2000 was quite the year. She took us through some of the most amazing moments of the year.
These are things from the year 2000. These guys were just hitting the radio. Destiny's Child. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
And we're all watching this on the TV.
I want to be a pop star.
Pop star.
Was that pop star's thing?
Yeah. That was a big show. And
your phone would have sounded like this.
My turn to play Snake.
I finished Snake.
No.
Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
Really?
Uh-huh. All the screen. Thank you.
You should do it again for us.
That's about time. Of everything you've achieved in your life, your daughter is not the most successful. It's a Snake.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Really? Okay, cool.
like we always say on this show, we chase the story. Chase the story. You know us, we'll get carried away talking about absolutely anything. And this week, our obsession was about a will.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
We don't have a will. We've never done one. And I was saying this to my friend, and she's like, yeah, no, you've got to have a will because they don't get everything. I said, what do you mean? She goes, you know, government come and take
takes it. Yeah, government takes all your stuff.
That's what you've been telling me.
And they put it in a big warehouse with everybody else's stuff.
The more we talked...
You can write it on a napkin.
No, that's not the case.
The more questions we actually have.
Yeah, you still got to pay taxes after you die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep getting you.
So we got an accountant on to help us out.
Do you need to pay tax on inheritance?
Usually, no. The only exception, potentially, is superannuation.
I learned, well, Stav isn't really quite sure what the difference is between an accountant and a lawyer.
Can you write a will on a napkin?
That would be a legal question, but my guess is no.
He just really wasn't getting it.
The other question we did have was, can you inherit debt?
Again, that's a legal question. I mean, my understanding is
he's an accountant.
What do you understand?
Debt is accountant.
Okay. Can he get out of the recent crime he's committed? What else do you want to ask, Mark? You have a police question for him as well?
How do you apply for bail, Mark?
This is not what I signed up for.
Poor Mark, we're going to strictly ask about tax.
Good.
Stav's here trying to get some free legal advice.
He just thinks you're so smart.
That's an accountant thing.
That's what I've learned this week, and you can catch up again in the podcast, b105.com.au.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast, B105.
State election. Bam, I said it.
Ooh. Hey, I want to go into politics. I think it would be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm good at fighting. I'm good at changing my mind. I'm good at saying promises and then going through with it. Basically, I'm built for politics. I know, right?
Yeah,
I like to hear the sound of my own voice. So there's something that I think that maybe we should look at. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's going to be a popular thing. And you can correct me if you want on 131060. But I think we should have...
What every politician says when they join Talkback Radio 2. Feel free to call up and correct me at any time. Yeah.
I think we should change the way we run Australia.
Entirely.
I think we should have federational
reform. I don't think you're getting into politics. I think you're getting into dictatorship, love.
Here we go. I don't think that we're doing COVID right in the fight that we're having with the borders.
Okay.
Because federal reform, I think we need, because you don't realise that federal will look after some things, but then the state will make their own decisions. And it's the model that is very rare. There's not many other places that do it like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're having fights where I feel like there should be decisions that are made from a federal government and then implemented by the states. Because then it seems like it's bickering. And I feel for people that in some places in Australia, they can see their loved one before they dies. And then in other places, they actually can't.
Mm.
And we're arguing when we should all be working together, because all of Australia should be united.
Well, you do think that, ScoMo's the general manager, and then you feel like the premiers are the assistant managers.
Mm.
But then you hear, like, even if Scott Morrison comes to Queensland, he has to quarantine for 14 days because he lives in Sydney or goes to Canberra. And then you really realise that, well, everyone else, it doesn't matter if you are the Prime Minister, in your own on your own bit of land in the state, you've got more power than them.
Would you support Australia becoming a republic?
He's asking for your vote.
No, I'm not. I don't know where I sit or not. I still think we can do reform without having to go like that.
Right.
Would it mean that we wouldn't be able to play the state of origin anymore?
No, you still have states. You still have states. You don't abolish those. You still have states, but it just means that overall, over in America, there is one person making a decision. Of course, it's all very good in theory until you get a person that nobody likes. That is making the decisions.
Well, Trump has to bow to the states as well. The states can do their own thing in America.
Within reason, but they still have more power. But
would state of origin still be as big, do you think? Or would it water it down?
The money would have to change.
I thought I would test you guys and see.
The Queen has to come off.
Oh, so we'd have to reprint.
Yeah,
the Queen, because we're in a Commonwealth.
Oh, all those people who've got money hidden in barrels in their backyards
would
still
be worth something. You could still engage. The mint would just change what they're printing.
Yeah, but it's pretty sus to come in with a 44-gallon drum full of cash and be like, hey, can I switch this over for non-Queen cash?
The increments.
All right, I'm going to test you guys. You guys have to work out whether it is a federal government or whether it is state government. And then you've got local government as well.
Okay,
so who's in charge of whatever topic you give us?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
So what about bus stops? Who's in charge of the bus stops?
Council.
Which are?
That's local.
Local. Well done. You got that one right.
So there's local council, state
government,
and federal government.
Yeah. So who's in charge of hospitals?
That would be
state.
Yes. Anastasia.
Well done. Although they do get a grant by the federal.
Mm.
So this is where it sort of overlaps. So this is why the federal government's making like handouts of like JobKeeper, but then the state is responsible for saying, no, our hospitals aren't going to be shit.
Yeah, it's like when Melbourne gives us a budget and we have to spend it however we see fit, and we send a rocket into space and they shake their head at us.
Yes.
He's talking about Melbourne as in like the all the big bosses for our radio company.
Agriculture and fishing.
Agriculture and fishing would be federal.
Local.
State.
Damn it!
So that's why sometimes you can fish some things and they're not in the others. What about...
I don't like it.
You don't like it? All right. What about police and prisons? Who looks after those? Police and prisons.
Well, that's state for the local, but anything to do with the airport, the feds.
State.
State? State is well done.
But it's only federal cops that are allowed to carry guns around the planes and stuff, right?
They're different ones,
A Queensland police officer's not allowed to open up someone's bag and check it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, they are.
But I thought it was the Fed's jurisdiction.
Nah.
Isn't it like when you watch the show and then,
get everything from the movies, like mate, because you're watching American
shows. The local cops are there,
well.
And then the FBI turn up and it's like, come on, let's share information. They're like, no, this is mad jurisdiction.
I'm pretty sure you still think the FBI here. Like, where are the FBI hiding in Australia? They're so undercover. They're so good.
They are.
Yeah. What about, postal services is my favourite. That's obviously...
That's
Australia.
Know,
federal. Yeah, that's
federal.
Straight
federal.
Post.
Yeah.
I know that one. They pay for that.
What about... give you one. What about roads? Who looks after roads?
State.
Yeah, because they always promise that in their election. We're going to fix the M1. They don't fix the
M1.
But
then for big ones, they actually get a funding from federal.
Mm.
So that's why they look out for the handouts from... The federal ones as well.
Yeah, so confusing.
Stop it.
What about air travel?
Air travel would
the
have
feds.
To be...
I already said that.
Yeah.
The feds. The feds, man. The feds. It's all the feds.
Had to be federal.
Was I right?
You're just ticking it.
Was I right?
Yeah.
I was. Let's get political. Political.
Come on, let's get political. Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
The Lions are taking on Carlton tomorrow at the Gabba. 7:40 kickoff, and we're second on the ladder. So it's looking good.
Who's number one?
Don't want to talk about. I don't like them very much.
Collingwood?
No.
I know. The Hawks?
No.
Hawthorn?
No. I don't like Richmond, but no, this one's a bit personal for me. It's Port Adelaide.
Could be worse. Could be the Crows, your husband's team.
I don't mind the Crows. I would have preferred that, but just Port Adelaide. History.
Right. Well, you dated one of the players.
When one of the players will get a goal.
Don't just skim over it.
The song comes on that they have picked. So anyone that gets on right now to do this sound test is going to win a double to go and see tomorrow night's game.
All right, so if you can pick the song that they play when they score, like Abby scored with one of the Adelaide Crows players, you get to go to the game.
So this one you hear quite a bit, because this one is Charlie Cameron.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Cameron, brilliant.
All right, Matt from the Gabba, we're going to play you a bit of the song. You've got to finish it off.
All right,
here we go, buddy.
Mommy shark.
Yay! Does he do that just to annoy people?
I don't know, but it cracks me up. Every time he gets a goal.
I wasn't sure if that was going to be daddy or mummy.
No.
I know.
Yeah, you nailed it. Well done.
And he always does the motorbike when he gets a goal.
Right.
Good on you, buddy. You got yourself tickets to go along to the game.
Thanks very much, guys.
No worries. Bree in Morningside, same rules apply for you. We're going to play you a bit of the song. You finish it off and you win tickets to the Lions.
Thank you.
This one is Hipwood, Eric Hipwood. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you
hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
You did it better, Bree.
Yeah, you got to commit. Commit, everyone.
Well done. Gary and Kelvin Grove, you've got one of my favourites. Because Mitch Robinson, who is
he's
passionate
a
player. No, you guys said that to him, and I was like, no one says it to his face.
That's because he's a hothead.
Told us he was a hothead.
I said
and then we said you're a bit of a hothead. He said, no, I'm not.
No, I know. He's just passionate on the field. Wouldn't you say, Gary, he's a passionate player?
Oh, right now I'm like a plane nosediving towards Earth, running around going... Is there a pilot on board? I should never have rung in for this.
Here we go.
No,
mate.
You got this. You got it. This is yours. Calm down.
Let's get you to finish this song to get those tickets to see the Lions.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Voice of an angel.
Yeah. That's a good one. All right. This is Berry. Thomas Berry, this one.
Chloe, finish that off.
I never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize through in time. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nailed it.
All right.
Now, it's just funny, the songs that they pick.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah. Baby Shark is just the odd one of the bunch here.
Yeah. Well, this one is McCarthy.
All righty, James, this is you on, buddy. Finish this off.
Baby.
Keep going.
Oh, I can't remember the rest.
It's just the same repeated. Baby.
Oh, no.
Good job.
Good on you, everybody.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Xenox Diamonds, where you can share your love story to win a $10,000 engagement ring.
Brisbane Fish and Mission. We drop the gold with the fins and you get the wins.
Oh!
Yeah, so we're dropping a gold nugget thanks to Xenox Diamonds. It's worth $2,000. We're putting it in a treasure chest, dropping it in the Brisbane River. You both have magnets and you've got to pull it out. Fun little game, right?
Yeah, great fun.
All started because in Chelmer, a $50 note floated into a crab pot. Look at us now.
Yeah,
it's amazing how we spin these things.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But look, there was a bit of an issue yesterday and we put it up for people to vote on it. And that's what we love. Our listeners do get involved. So we put it up on our socials to make a decision. And this was what the decision was about.
It's the feud threatening to tear this state apart.
Anastasia Palaszczuk, Gladys Berejiklian.
No, not that one. We've heard enough of that one.
Stav versus Matt in the Great Fission Mission. Yesterday, Matty was not happy with Stav.
Stav's gone and purchased a proper magnet. He's going to smash me. So I believe I need some sort of advantage to make it an even playing field.
So we asked you, Brisbane,
what advantage should Matty get?
I think maybe a three-hour advantage.
A three-hour head start?
Oh, Matty, I think he should be given a bigger area to search.
Okay. All right.
I think maybe you need, like, a tracking device. I think you may have been outsmarted by the man with the glasses. Go to
Stav. Woohoo!
I'm with you, Stabby boy. Let's go.
A poll was created, statistics calculated, and it all comes to this.
Maddie's advantage over Stav will be...
nothing. Absolutely nothing! Oh, suck it, Maddie.
You made your bed, mate, and you're lying it. That's what everybody said.
Was that even on the poll?
Yep.
Look at your disappointment.
No one suggested that, though, did they?
Yes.
Oh, I suppose that lady at the end there, yeah.
Yeah. Every listener said they don't want you to have an advantage whatsoever. An advantage. So that's...
Every listener, not one person said
I'm sure your mum said, oh, help him out. But she was probably about it.
What are you doing? You're trumping it. I don't agree.
Look at him.
With,
he's really annoyed.
Vote,
oh, it's an outrage. Why do we even put that up there? Majority wins.
That's fake news.
Fake news.
That's a fake poll. Don't follow the polls.
But we do have to work out the rules then of how
but
long
my
we've
magnet,
got to be.
Oh. My magnet is nowhere. Like, it is like 1/10 of the strength of old Earth Magnet Man over
you're
there.
You're the one there. That said that. You, I don't want a new one. I want to use it. I know how. It's not the magnet. It's the way you use it. And I'm going to use it with skill. I don't need it. Fine.
She's got a different voice for you today.
No, she's impersonating me. Okay. You know what? The difference is there's two versions of my voice she does. Mm. There's that one, and then what's the other one?
Oh, I'm Matty.
This is the complaining one, which is Matty. And then there's hi, Abby. Just normal Matty. Nailed it.
So,
don't get annoyed. It's just it is what it is. So we're going to now work out the rules and the boundaries of how long you guys have fish and what is the radius and also the location of where we're going to be dropping it.
Also, most importantly, what beverages we take.
I'm not supplying those. You do that yourself.
Oh, God. No one's getting an air fryer then. That's what you've all decided, and you can
no,
be,
you
should be ashamed
that.
Of yourselves. If I win this competition, everyone was going to get air fryers the next day, but now...
So your ego threw that?
That wasn't me.
100% it was you saying, I don't need another magnet.
No, that was past me. Present me doesn't agree with that guy. Present me is like,
okay.
Past me
Well, if you don't
stupid.
Get an air fryer, you can blame past Matt, who was an egotistical... nightmare.
Wow. Well, that's fine. When they're sitting there eating their popcorn, watching the movies with their gold class experience, they won't care about not having air fryers because it's I've already said, if you want an air fryer, you've already got one.
The lack of support I get on this show is just very disappointing. That's all I want to say.
You put yourself out on a limb by yourself.
Yeah, well, people should know what I'm like.
And then you started soaring that limb like Wile E. Coyote.
All right. When are we doing this anyway?
Thursday.
We decided that.
Right. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I asked you to ask your wives if you're free.
I meant on air.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. What's we doing it now? Right, sorry.
That was just a big announcement. We're doing it Thursday.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks, Monday. It'll be 21st of September.
Sure. 7 a.m.
For $10,000.
P. 7 a.m. is B and 8 a.m. is F. Enjoy. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I can't believe I'm a baby daddy.
You are my daughter.
I made my daughter strong.
Who's your daddy?
Woo! Finish your sentence. Now I'm a dad of a daughter. Dot, 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 dot. 13, 10, 60. What's a new skill that you've learnt, dads? And now you've got a daughter. You're like, oh my God. You should see how I do hairstyles. Because
we do not say it like that. You can ring up and use your own voice.
Oh, sorry.
Fellas.
Do a French braid.
I think it's beautiful. But Matty Acton over there with his gorgeous little daughter, Eden, who's 3 now. Mm. She controls his life. Mm. But she is now into bath bombs. And your wife posted that you two have been on a mission to perfect the perfect bath bomb.
Yeah, this is batch number 3 and we've nailed
this
our formula.
This is only your third batch?
Yeah.
Because I said to him, I said, oh, how are you doing it? And you just went into the biggest spill I've ever heard about how to get the perfect one.
This is like market quality.
So explain it.
And I know you love a bath bomb, Stan.
Yeah.
So I do a cup and a half of bicarb soda. And then I do half a cup.
Are you writing a list?
Slow down.
Okay.
We'll put it up online.
And then I do half a cup of citric acid.
Right.
Yeah. And then the trick is to use coconut oil because it smells lovely as one, but then it's a great binding agent. But the trick is in that batch, you only use 2 dessert spoons of coconut oil.
Right.
A little drop of Esther's lavender doTERRA.
doTERRA. And then the colours? Just
yeah. And then
just food colouring?
I use food colouring. But as Esther
you
said
You coloured
to me,
that too?
Yeah. So what I do is, and I break it up. So I make up all my mixture and then I put it into separate bowls and then I put a little bit of food colouring. So they're all separate colours because if you whack it all in together and you mix it up too much, they turn brown. Mm. And that's how you get the rainbow effect I've given you there on your bath bomb.
And while you're doing this, Eden's on the iPad or?
No, she's into it. That's what I just think. It's really cute.
Because
there's no way you ever would have done this. Like your son wouldn't have wanted to do it with you.
No, not at all.
But now you're an expert. And it's like our 1D dad. Remember, he was, like, fanatical about One Direction.
Mm.
He listens to the show, and he never would have been into it, but his daughter was obsessed, and then he became so obsessed.
Well, it's the one
thing... If he's listening, you should call up 131060, because no one knows One Direction like he does.
It's the one thing that my daughter looks at me with true love in. Mm. Everything else is just like, oh, he's here and he exists because she's mum's girl. But when we bake bath bombs together, I've got my apron on, I've got my tea towel over my shoulder, we're mixing. Yeah. And the other trick to those bath bombs too is you got to really compress them.
Mm.
You know, the more you compress, the better they
bind. What do you use for that?
So I just put, just fingers.
All right.
But from Kmart.
Yeah, he'll do a workshop with you, okay?
From Kmart, I got their ice cube trays.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So you're a dad of a daughter too.
Yeah, he's
so
a dad of a daughter because he's an expert in TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you are TikToking like nobody's business.
Yep, I can edit those bad boys. I'm about to go viral. Yep. I never thought I would be a TikToker, learning dance moves and whatnot. I do costume changes for her as well. I go grab the go grab me that, right? I'll be back.
It's also because daughters can make you do whatever they want.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If Eden wants it, I do it.
Yeah.
Because I have one of my biggest fears is that my daughter will grow up not to adore me.
Oh, dear.
I know, it's sad.
Those teenage years are going to be tough for you.
You know what she does to me now too? When she knows there's something I won't do for her, instead of just saying, please, daddy, she says, please, beautiful daddy.
Yeah.
And she tilts her head and looks at me.
You are in so much trouble.
So much trouble. I think the other thing that is weird about, because if it's a boy, I don't know because I never have boys, but it would be stuff that doesn't look unusual for you to be doing, like kicking a football or playing guns or that sort of thing. But because they're naturally attracted to other stuff where it's like you're making bath bombs and so
I love it when dads have become experts in painting nails.
Yeah, I'm good at that too.
There was a friend of ours who got really annoyed because he's like, can I borrow an orange stick? I'm like, oh, you know what one are? He said, yeah, I Googled because I'm not happy when it goes outside the lines.
Yeah.
So he wants an orange stick to make sure that he can get it right. Otherwise my daughter doesn't ask me to do it. I've got to get perfect.
I just put nail varnish remover on a cotton bud.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought that when I was like, I'm a genius.
This is not good for me and Stav because
no one else is calling.
So do we just sound like two hectic dads by the sound of it?
131060. Now I'm the dad of a daughter. I know how to.
Maybe you can dub your partner in. I don't want to get desperate, but don't leave these guys hanging.
No, dads do it. We crumble for our daughters, and you shouldn't be ashamed of that. You should not be ashamed.
No, but just so you know, you can create a monster like this girl, because my dad used to crumble.
Did he? Smash up those bath bombs.
poor Rory.
You love your dad.
I love your dad. You and your dad have a great relationship. Yeah, I think he's my absolute hero. And I remember I wanted pink flippers when I was in swimming and they didn't have any. But he found one 2.5 hours away. So he drove there. 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back, so I could have my pink flippers. And I was like, they're the wrong size. Can you go and get another
one? Oh, my God.
And what did he say?
I'll be right back.
All right. Louise is on. Hi, Louise.
Hello, guys.
It's about your dad.
So we actually have photos. He used to get dressed up in, like, beautiful hats and pearls and used to have tea parties with us.
Oh, that's so cute.
That is cute.
Yeah, pretty fun. So I never let him live that down.
Oh, the good one.
Well, see, that's the thing, isn't it? At the time, he probably felt silly, but now that you're older, I bet you that's one of the things he misses the most.
Oh, definitely. Well, mind you, my husband and I have a 1-year-old daughter as well. So I'm trying to get hubby into it, and my dad is very close with her. So I'm hoping that he does it with her as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, all these years of doing them by himself, he bet you can't wait.
Oh, I've got the pills. Yay, they can come back out again.
Josh and Thornlands, now you're a dad of a daughter. What have you learned?
Well, I'm a professional makeup artist now. I've learned to cover blemishes. Amazingly.
With foundation?
Wow. Yeah. How old are your daughter?
No. She's 12. She actually doesn't have any blemishes, I say, but she thinks that she does. And so she's taught me how to do it. And now, the regular is to do it to myself now with her because she thinks that I need it. Thanks, daughter. So now I know how to do that. And I can give you a quick tip, guys.
Yeah.
What you got to do? Clean the face, start fresh, add the primer, then you find the little blemishes, put the concealer, blend it in, and boom.
It's all about blending, isn't it, Josh? It's all about blending.
It's all about that technique of blending, for sure. That's what she said to me.
Wow. And you can pass it off. You go, you know, it's just like painting, guys.
That's how she explained it to me. She's like, Dad, you know how you paint the car with like a primer?
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I want Josh to do full face makeup on me next time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've got you guys. Men, women, I can fix you, make you look amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, next time we have to go to an event or something.
Josh, I'm going
to
give you a couple of weeks for you to learn how to do like a full face makeup and you can do my makeup next, okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
He's pumped. Good on you, Josh. Good on you.
All right. Gavin in Wavell Heights, what have you learnt to do now that you're a dad of a daughter?
Well, guys, I've learnt how to get my nails painted. Currently, I have one pink toenail and one fluoro yellow toenail.
Yeah, we've all been there.
So the best advice I can give is sit back, don't watch, and just let it roll.
Do you look, because Eden started to go down the nail painting, are you not worried about the carpet and stuff like that?
Oh,
like,
Maddie.
What do you
think? It's, It's an outdoors activity.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely an outdoors activity. Put the radio on, sit back, don't look at it, and when it's all done, just wait for the finish, and then, don't look at it again. Don't wear thongs.
No, I made that mistake, yeah.
You can wear thongs. Yeah, it's an outside, because of the smell anyway, you've got to go outside. Because I grew up with boys, and they're like, go outside because it stinks. I'm like, oh, but you're farting.
Yeah,
so it's brilliant inside. Like, what?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
There's the podcast.
Bye.
We like to go home early on Friday.
Stav, Abby and Matt. Get that fun feeling in the morning. B105.